another example of when I'm talking about the news outlets and the power it has over people. This is another great example of it. And last week, there was an unfortunate event in movie making where an actor, Alec Baldwin, went ahead and accidentally shot a staff member during the making of a movie. Shot two people, actually. And it was very saddening to think that that person died on the set. And as you're seeing the information come out, it seems as if it was purely accidental. This was a guy that came into work. The staff went into work trying to get a movie done. And for whatever reason, it wasn't checked. And the actor didn't check it. The staff didn't check it. It seems that's the way it's going. Information may change before this is even published. So, and I, you know, my first reaction to that was this. And it just tells you the perspective of people that listen to the news outlets versus people that are like myself, that are understanding the bias in that world and are not going to prescribe to it. And I was talking to somebody about it that reached out to me and told me, "Yo, you heard about that?" "Yeah, man, that's really tough news." And he goes on to say, "Well, I don't give a fuck, because there was another celebrity that their house they broke into and they killed them, and they went ahead and crucified him. I don't feel at all sorry for him and all this and that." And you know, every time a liberal Hollywood guy does something, he gets away. And I'm saying to myself, wow, like, this is the angle you're gonna go with here? And I had to tell the guy, look, I mean, I understand your point of view. I respect it, because I do understand that the news outlets are a biased home team. And no matter what is said, they're going to, or whatever view they're on, they're gonna stand on that lie until the very end. And they have the power, they have the backing, meaning financial backing, and they're not going away. Like, CNN is not going away anywhere. Fox News is not going away. They have too many people invested. They have too many sheep following the herd. So they're not going anywhere, okay? But for you not to be aware that what the news outlets do is, okay, Black Lives Matter riots, but then another riot happens with white people that are non-Black Lives Matter, and that's not given the, you know, people can storm a White House and not be a big deal because it's government, but then they have a problem with businesses being looted, right? Like, I get that. Like, you can flip coins and see how media outlets take in information and kind of pander it to their audience. They pander it to the people that are listening to them. I get that. So when this person was talking to me, I was quite disappointed, because I'm saying to myself, first of all, the first thing that I thought about was, how horrific must it be to go to work, all these people, and not know that this was going to happen? They didn't go in there thinking, you know, Alec Baldwin didn't go in there thinking he's going to kill a staff member that everyone loved. I don't think the staff member thought that she was going to get shot and killed. I don't think the director thought that this was even conceivable to happen. These are people that I'm sure worked on plenty of sets and have had plenty of prop guns. And I'm telling my friend, I'm like, look, this to me, because he was saying that the actor was responsible. And this is where, like I said, I don't engage in these conversations with people, because the stupidity, no matter how smart they are, they get caught up on that team mentality, right? And he was saying, well, the guy should have checked the fucking gun, the actor. And I'm saying to myself, you know, it's funny, because I used to think the same thing too. I used to think, when I used to go to the dentist, that why don't I see the dentist? Why do I have to see a fucking hygienist? Well, the hygienist can do a lot of the work that the dentist doesn't have to do. They clean up the tools. They help out with whatever major work has to be done. And the dentist, deservedly so, because he's earned the title, can just go in and trust that the staff have done their due diligence, have done other things that obviously he's not gonna get his hands dirty for. He doesn't need to when he can have other staff members do it for him. He doesn't have to come into the office and clean the utensils and all that stuff. He doesn't have to make sure that they're working. Just shows up. The staff does that, right? And that's the way that I think of this scenario happening. The actor just shows up. He just shows up and does his job. He trusts that the people are doing their job. He trusts that all the staff and everybody, production assistants, whoever the fuck they are, they're doing the right thing. So why is he supposed to check anything when the person that's giving him the guns? You see, like, there's no logic in that thinking when I hear somebody like that talk. And it's weird because I'm saying to myself, you know, I understand your point of view, because it's not fair that a similar scenario happens and the same news outlet diminishes it or doesn't even acknowledge it. Totally get it. But fuck all of that. Just step yourself away from that and just say, okay, that's an unfortunate thing. I told the guy, I haven't sat through a Fox or CNN show, and I refuse to. I never will, because there's no need to listen to biased news. And there's just so much more information out there that I can get from YouTube, that I can get from independent thinkers that don't have a horse in the race. Meaning that they're not trying to pander to pharmaceuticals. They're not trying to pander to the sponsors. They're not having any of that. So, you know, why would I go ahead and base my opinion on a biased outlet, on a biased news source, right? And luckily for me, I don't have any followers like that, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. But there's people out there that, unfortunately, the dollars force them to speak a certain way, to say certain things. And when you talk about this incident, let's just look at it from a humanity point of view. Like, damn, these people are out there trying to make things for us to be entertained with. I'm not saying this would have been an Oscar movie or not, who the fuck knows, but think about that. That would have been no mindset, meaning that he had no type of thinking that something horrific as this was going to happen. Alec Baldwin has probably been in a lot of movie sets, quite a few, right? I'm sure he knows how that all works. He understands that basically very unlikely that's going to happen. The guy's like in his 60s. Now he's going to be traumatized for life on something that he didn't want to do. I feel for him, because I could put myself in that position, just showing up to work, minding my business, and something I do that I didn't mean to do happens. And now lives are impacted forever, including mine. That's fucked up. And for people like this guy that was texting me, like, you big dope. I mean, don't you fucking get it? That people, at the end of the day, you can't get caught up on the, well, CNN said this, or, you know, fuck that guy because when this other news came out that was similar, they weren't on board. Who the fuck cares? You know what the information is. If you know, then you are smart enough to understand not to pay attention to that. Let the dumb people fight over that. Let the Facebook idiots go to town on that. Let me give you some advice. When you see a topic that rubs you the wrong way, just scroll up. Don't even say anything. Just scroll up. Don't type anything. Just let it be. There's nothing good, because guess who wins? Facebook wins. Guess who wins? Social media wins. YouTube wins. When you start engaging like that, that's what they want. And they're doing that for a reason, because they want you to engage. Don't you fucking get it? You see, that's my whole point with this, is that people are not understanding of that point of view. When guys like this that message me, it's what it's all around us. That's what we deal with on a day-to-day basis. People that are walking and are informed with the 30-second or 30-minute segment on Fox News, and they're thinking they're conquering the world. They're thinking they're an expert. And there's just always so many sides to a story. And people are not able to comprehend that. That's the part that is so alarming to me. when I see that, when I have a conversation with somebody like this, and you could just tell they're on the Fox News bandwagon, and you could tell they're on the CNN bandwagon. When you go up to a certain house, they start talking to you about vaccine and all this, that, and third. You already know, just by the way they talk, what news channel they have on all fucking day. It's crazy to me. And people are not able to be smart enough for that. And I tell people this. I had a friend of mine. Like, we're the same. Great minds think alike. It was funny because he sent me a picture of his home gym he's making. And we just got the same treadmills. I'm like, you know, like we're all right. We're kindred spirits. And, you know, we were just talking about that. Like how people in general, like, common sense is a superpower. I always say that. Like, common sense and being logical is a superpower, because when you talk to people out in the world, they have a heavy bias with no nuance on it. Like, I understand. Like, when I went to Vegas a couple months ago, I was talking to these ladies there, you know, just regular people, ladies there, and they were just all pro-Trump, and I was like, you know, I'm neutral, man. Oh, my God. That turned them off. They just wanted to not talk to me anymore. And I'm saying to myself, well, I mean, there's good things that he does. There's bad things that he does. It's like Biden. He does good things and bad things. I don't fucking know. At the end of the day, my life hasn't changed. My life still hasn't changed one way or the other. I'm still paying taxes. I still go to the fucking grocery store. Some years, it's expensive. Some years is less expensive, but that's the way life goes. Cars are still being made. Gasoline goes, prices go up and down. House prices go up and down recently, up. But you see my point is that I don't look at the world from that the politics are impacting my life. My life is my life. I'm not saying that politics don't impact it, but to heavily invest anger and negative emotion and debate and anger over things you can't change, because you really can't change. All you can do is vote. That's all you can fucking do. Okay? But you're talking as if you should run for office. Like, if it's really bothering you that much, go run for the county commissioner office. Go ahead and get your feet wet on that. Go run for mayor. Go run for fucking governor. I don't fucking know. You're so passionate about it, but you're not doing shit about it but voting. Like, you know, you see my point is that my life goes on one way or the other. This is all divide and conquer tactics, man. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but if you see the history, if you research history of how masses of people have to be controlled for there to be unison, there has to be some level of divide and conquer in there. Because imagine if everyone was on the same page. Whoop-de-fucking-do. You know, that's how the rich for many years, if you do the research on this, back in old, you know, in old regimes and in old centuries of living, there is a level of divide and conquer, because there is a fear of the poor getting together and overthrowing the rich and the powerful. So you have to kind of look at the world from that perspective of that we're being fed a narrative that is not going to be accurate. It's going to, who is this information pandering to? When I hear this, Black Lives Matter, who is that pandering to? It's pandering to liberals. When I hear anti-vax, who is that pandering to? Conservatives. And that's the sad reality of it, right? That we have people out there that don't understand that. That are, it's like they just get caught up like a dog when you all of a sudden just throw them the fucking frisbee and they just chase it for no reason. That's exactly what they're doing. They just have no reason to chase other than it's exciting. It gets my fucking levels up. I love arguing. I don't get it, man. It's, you have to understand this information that comes out. And when you have a situation that happened in Hollywood, and you're not able to look at the humanity aspect of it, you know, just like I'm able to understand the frustration of the people that stormed the Capitol, I understand that frustration. They feel they got hoaxed. there were votes that there were in certain states where there was smoke, there was fire. So I understand that frustration because the system let them down. So they're out there going and damaging and creating shit. I get that. And I've talked about this before, and I'll leave with this, is that in our history, the way the people that feel oppressed, that feel that their voice is not being heard, guess what they do throughout human history? They fucking loot and riot. I'm not saying that everybody in there isn't taking advantage of the opportunity and trying to steal some TVs or trying to do something, right? That just to get some recognition. But that's the human nature of how we are as people. Like, we are, when the voice feels oppressed and it's something that just really strikes their fucking fancy to the anger level, they're going to do certain things. And when they're together with all these people, yeah, they're going to get the courage to do it. So when you're not able to look at things from a humanity point of view, right? When you're not able to look at people missing or people having accidental deaths, and these are things that you're not, and you're making it a political biased point of view, you have the issue. You have to understand that. Like, you are the one with the problem, because you're not able to step away from your team and understand what happened. It's like you're a Red Sox fan and Derek Jeter goes down or A-Rod goes down. Like, you're rooting for that guy to get hurt. Like, you're cheering him on for breaking his leg. I'm saying to myself, the dude just broke his leg. I mean, goddamn. I mean, it's only a fucking game, right? But people just get so fanatical about this politics now. It's become the thing to do. And they're just being so stupid now. It's crazy. Give it time. This ain't even my body. Just look me in my eyes, babe. Ooh, you killing me softly. Now I'm in the classic of Upkey. Spreading that thing like Bobby. This ain't even my body.